This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Russian shelling has killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians and wounded 20 others, according to the office of Ukraine's president. A day earlier, missiles and self-propelled drones that Russian forces had fired had hit deeper into Ukrainian territory, killing at least 11 people. A spokesman for Ukraine's Air Force says Russia used its latest hypersonic missiles to strike Ukrainian energy facilities in Kyiv and Zaporizhia regions on Thursday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Yuri Ina says Ukraine lacks defenses against the Kinzhal, adding that Russia has few such weapons and mostly uses them on high-priority targets. Russia uses missiles which the Ukraine air defenses can't detect and shoot down in time, adding that, unfortunately, we also have consequences from Kinzhal missiles and other missiles that reached the targets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The bombardments on Thursday and Friday followed announcements by the United States and Germany of plans to ship powerful tanks to help Ukraine defend itself. A gunman killed at least 7 people and wounded 10 others in a synagogue on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Friday, a day after at least 9 Palestinians died in the deadliest Israeli raid in the West Bank in years. Police described Friday's attack, which you're hearing, as a terrorist incident. It underlined fears of an escalation in violence after months of clashes in the West Bank. Those clashes culminated Thursday in a raid that killed the 9 Palestinians. The synagogue attacked is in the area of Nev Yaakov. It's considered by Israelis as a neighborhood within Jerusalem, but Palestinians and most of the international